This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
It is the fourth hour of Kale and Company, but no Kale, no company. It's Mike Opelka, it's Dan, it's Phil, and Jimmy Kelly. So we have most of the crew here, most of the back office crew here trying to hold things together as we get into full Thanksgiving mode. Today being the busy travel day, busiest travel day of the year, all the catastrophists will tell you. Dan, did you know that term, catastrophist?
Is that a real word, or are you just making that up, like electobike?
No, I didn't say electobike.
Electric?
Did I?
What? Electricycle.
Exercycle.
Oh, gosh, I was close.
No, catastrophist. That's what I call all those people who run around screaming, everything's going wrong, nothing is working.
I thought the world was supposed to be gone by now, no?
What must be gone?
The world. I thought, you know, we're...
Well, we were told. We were told that the beaches on the East Coast would be completely gone in 20 years. I think it was the New York Times told us that the beaches in the East Coast would be gone in 20 years. They told us that 30 years ago. So they lied.
Yeah, how's that going? Ice cream. Those beaches look pretty nice to me. I mean,
they do it well. I give you the Delaware Bay, which is in my backyard. So that's just a beautiful example that I share with you.
Pretty large beaches. Pretty large piece of evidence you got there, Mike.
Yeah. I like to share. We have a lot going on this final hour. There will be a fight club, despite my objections to it. There will be a fight club. I know a lot of you are just really not happy with me. I really want us to be a little nicer to each other. And I know we love watching the craziness of the meltdowns on the plane, the people leaping over the seats and punching at each other, pulling the weaves out. But where's it getting us? Even the transportation secretary has said he wants people to start wearing better clothes on the plane. Did you guys talk about that yesterday at all?
I don't know if they did, but I would love to talk about it if they. Yeah.
Do you have that clip handy of Sean Duffy?
That would be 28. Let me get that loaded in there. Yep.
If we can load that up, I need to talk to our people about this. We need to talk about Secretary Sean Duffy and what he wants to do with air travel. which all I want it to be is clean, safe planes on time. And I want to be boarding with my group. I don't want to say group one or group two, and there are seven groups in front of me.
Maybe a degradation in civility in the airspace. And so I thought it is appropriate to, again, you can't legislate that, right? You can't mandate it. But I think if you ask people, could we do better? Could we be better? I think you won't get a better result unless you make the ask. And so I'm just making the ask. Let's all travel better together. And again, I think it honors our country, it honors our families, it honors our fellow passengers. And so I've made the ask, and I think we can do a better job. And by the way, most flights are pretty darn good, and people do behave really well with one another. It's just a few of those times where, again, don't take your shoes off and put your feet on the chair ahead of you. That's just, or maybe don't play your movie without headphones on. There's some simple things that can annoy the folks around you that we don't have to do that. And so just be cognizant and courteous. That's the ask.
That's the ask. Well, Secretary Duffy, there are people out there saying, kiss my ask. They are. Now, Dan, the interesting thing, when he said, don't take your shoes off and walk around the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when RFK Jr. did that during the campaign?
Did he do that? No, I don't remember that.
If you will put it in the search engine, RFK Jr. barefoot on plane. He was not on a private jet. He was on a commercial flight.
That's weird, man. Okay.
He took his shoes off and he walked into the airplane bathroom.
I was getting ready to defend him because I'm a shoes off on the flight kind of guy myself. But this takes it a step too far.
It's a petri dish inside that close quarters.
Well, and he's walking down the aisle with bare feet.
He went into the
bathroom. You got to slip the sandal back on before you get up.
Oh, it's so disgusting. And I like RFK Jr. I like him a lot. I'm all in on MAHA. I want to make America healthy again. But here's where Secretary Duffy, I think he has a case. But have you ever flown a red-eye flight? Have you ever like gone to Vegas and gotten on the 11 o'clock flight coming back east?
No.
It's a pajama party. Nobody is in normal clothes. Everybody's in house pants or yoga pants or they've got sweats on. Nobody is dressed up. Now, the first time I flew on an airplane was, I think, 1967. And my mother made us all put on our church clothes. We all had to dress like we were going to Easter Sunday services before you get on the plane. I know it's a different time. Yes, I understand it. But where do you stand on this, Dan? Do we need dress codes on airplanes?
I'm a comfort first driven individual. Right now I'm wearing a hoodie. I'm often on team kale with the flip-flops. When I go to the airport, I see your face turning there.
Yeah, I'm giving you the stink eye here.
My thought is, how do I get through security the fastest and easiest for me? So often
then
that is
TSA wearing... pre-check. Yeah. TSA pre-check.
Okay. Or you can just wear flip-flops and save...
TSA pre-check.
Save some money there, so...
That's it, but it's for 5 years. It's $100 for 5 years. It's $20 a year.
The thing is, though, if you're not familiar with my size, I am a 6'8 person, so I'm very, very tall. So while the sandals do indeed come off and the bare feet do indeed come out, they're not going on the back of a chair or into anyone's personal space. They're just becoming grossly infested with the germs that are left under the seat in front of me.
You would never walk
barefoot. I've never had athlete's foot,
airplane.
Though. I've had...
What?
Yeah, no, my feet are model worthy. I could do a whole George Costanza hand, model thing on it.
Please, please do not show your feet because...
I will. So you can now pay in YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. My feet are indeed for sale.
But see, Nick will think that this is a good idea, and then he'll start doing it. He'll start putting his Fred Flintstone feet out there. And I don't think that's a good idea for anybody at all. So thank you for sparing us that. But so are you okay with a dress code? Because who enforces it?
No. I don't want a dress code.
Who enforces the dress code? They give the flight attendants a lot of power on these planes. If you are misbehaving before takeoff, a flight attendant can actually remove you from a plane. And I've never been on a flight where there was a fight that broke out. I've been on a plane where there was a drunk being loud, but I've never seen a fight. So these are private companies. They can set dress codes. They can set conduct codes. And there are some FAA stipulations as to what people are allowed to do on the plane during the flight. I get that. But I don't know where I stand on this dress code thing. Because if you've ever flown longer than 3 hours, it's uncomfortable. I side with Dan here on this, that I would like us to have comfort over appearances. Now, when you're the Secretary of Transportation, obviously you have to make a presentation. You have to dress for the big job you have. But if I'm just this schmageggy who's going from Vegas back to Philadelphia, trust me, I'm wearing comfort. I'm wearing clean clothes and I'm keeping my shoes on, but I'm not all in on the dress code. Sorry, Mr. Secretary. Not a good idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Is it Fight Club time? And I don't know what we're supposed to do for Fight Club since
I've
been
into. Come on!
Kale and Company Fight Club.
Pretty simple math.
We know the math is very simple. A good cell phone camera plus a great location plus a good fight equal big rating.
We can fight this!
It's Fight Club, and we are so excited to be here. Yeah, I'm trying with the Greg Stocker excitement.
Yeah. Was that what that was? Yeah. I thought that was an aneurysm. I thought.
I am feeling okay, audience. I swear, I'm doing okay. But it is Fight Club, and Phil Almquist, Mike did indeed prepare something for us. So we got something. I have no idea where we're going here. I guess we'll cue it up, if okay with you there, Mike.
I'm all in on this. I've said I'm committed to it. Dan, yes, it's Fight Club. Dan and I will be virgin viewers on this. We have no idea what's coming, but we will give you our honest opinions.
All right, so let's roll that there, Phil. All right, before we go anywhere, I want to pause right there.
Oh, good pause, too. Look at there's a weave in midair.
Put it back up there. I want to get an analysis from Mike here. So we got the two going. Who do you think is going to win this one? We got Blondie in the wig. I was going to ask if that's her natural hair color, but I don't think it is.
Yeah, it is. I'm sure they.
But
I'm
we,
sure
we they, find out that is indeed not her natural hair color there, Mike. But we got the girl in the red. So for the radio listening audience, what we have is some kind of parking lot brawl. Don't know where it is. We have two individuals, two females, one wearing an all red jumpsuit, throwing big right hooks to a girl wearing an all black jumpsuit with a yellow or blonde wig. Currently going toe-to-toe, pretty even fight here. But if you were just viewing us on YouTube, you saw that the girl with the white or the blonde wig there just had her wig strewn off. So, Mike, who's gonna be the victor of today's great Fight Club provided by Phil Almquist?
Well, I think the first wig down loses. That's where I would say this. If your wig is gone first, and didn't the red suit lose the wig before the black suit lost her wig? Yeah, I think we lost the red wig first.
All right,
first.
So here we go.
Wait. She didn't have a wig. She looks like she has extensions.
Yeah, it looks like extensions there. But so then you have the hair pulling on the blonde wig, and whoop.
Yeah, first wig down loses. Oh, she grabbed it, though. It didn't hit the ground.
Yeah,
so it's like a football. It's like if the football doesn't hit the turf and you make a football move and put it back on.
And it's on the ground. She almost slipped on it. She almost slipped on it, too.
Now, who's the idiot in the white hoodie that tried to get between them?
Yeah. And I mean, come on, man. You got two females looking more, you know. It kind of looks like they might have more testosterone than this individual that makes his way through the...
Yeah, I just want to know what they're fighting about. That's my question.
I don't think the audience tells us anything else. Let me bring that up that audio.
Okay.
Yeah.
So somebody tried to get between them and did. Okay there. Congratulations. You've won nothing.
Well, you don't know what she won. There might be fighting over a guy. She could have won a guy.
So you think this could be a baby daddy fight? Is this kind of like the diving into the grave site that we saw earlier by what you said was a side piece?
It's the same couple. It's just after the funeral now. Oh, wait. Hold on. Did she actually... No. Did she use
what?
She uses the... Oh, she uses the other girl's wig as a weapon. Look at that.
You know, she as a distraction. She threw the wig in her face.
It's a distraction. Oh, look at this. Distraction tactic. So we have, I didn't even see this the first time. Thank you for the back in the room analysis here. We have, look at this. The wig comes off, and then you have the red jumpsuit throws it back in her face. Look at that. Used as a weapon. I don't know if we've ever had a wig used as a weapon on Fight Club, have we?
Well, I don't know if on Fight Club, I can tell you in my life, never.
Is it a weapon or a distraction? Whoop.
And I worked with RuPaul, so I saw some wigs in my life.
Whoop. Sorry, I'm watching the fight, but I did not ignore you. You worked with RuPaul?
Yeah, I worked with RuPaul.
I need more details about your time spent with RuPaul. What were you doing?
RuPaul
were you,
had were you a on radio show. RuPaul had a radio show in New York City. It's quite popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Talking about what, like celebrity stuff?
That was a morning radio show with dance music, and
so like,
you know,
Andy Cohen taking over Stern for Sirius at this point. I mean, he's huge. Andy Cohen Radio, I'm assuming, was kind of similar to that, where it's just celeb gossip. And
It was just catty chat with Michelle Visage and RuPaul before Drag Race.
I hate to say I'd probably be a fan. My wife's got me very deep into Real Housewives and all the realm of reality television.
So do you find this entertaining, Dave?
I don't like the hard... What I don't like in Fight Club is when you get the person that's knocked out and their head hits the ground so hard that you got to wonder whether they're going to be okay. But when you got someone taking off a weave like this, throwing it up into the air, catching it midair, and then tossing it into the other girl's face as a distraction, whoop! That's impressive.
Well, see, I do give you props on that. I think that is almost a Sun Tzu Art of War type move on your opponent. She used the wig as a distraction, and the other one's got some kind of cap to anchor. I think they call that a lace cap in the wig world. But unless I know the backstory, I need to know who was defamed here. Who is the aggrieved party here, and why is this even happening? Because that's what needs to be. I need to know story. See, it could have been this situation where the side piece jumps into the grave. Now, if the other woman had come in and fought the side piece in the grave, then we would have had, maybe that's the undercard on this. This to me is, I hate to say this because a lot of people online are not going to be happy. This is a one trick pony.
What?
The whole Fight Club thing.
No. When you uncover something like a wig being thrown, that's a new whole fold to Fight Club. It's a whole new chapter.
See, when you watch a fight, when you watch a fight,
I get it now.
When you watch a fight in hockey, it's over the prosecution of the game. You know, the match between the two sides, and usually there's the internal matches between the forwards and the defensemen, etc. When you watch a fight in the ring, UFC or boxing, you have Marcus of Queensbury rules. You have rules and regulations, and we generally know that these are people competing for a prize. What is the prize here? What's the reason this fight is happening? And what's the end?
Pride, Mike. Pride. It's a very strong trophy that you can win there.
The irony is so thick here, Dan.
I do want to credit Phil Almquist. We went into this blind, fantastic pull there, Phil. Really good stuff.
Okay.
I can keep watching it, man. I mean, I think this one fight alone has won me over to Fight Club. When we can have something like that great, whoop! Yep.
So this happens every day, and there will be a Fight Club of the Week on Friday where it will be chosen.
I don't know. Is Greg off from all the on Friday? He might be off. I know he's just off today. I think he's back tomorrow. I don't know.
I think he's gone the rest of the week. I'm just saying. But
I'm laughing at the fights. I can't get enough of the toss. All right,
the wig toss is interesting, but this is a very shallow pool for me.
Just love the distraction tactic.
And people are thanking me for picking this one. I had nothing to do with this. I wish I had water like Pilot where I could wash my hands of this.
Joe from Columbus says, you're getting into this, aren't you, Mike? And Phil,
no.
Phil rightfully responds, no, he is not.
No.
Dan is.
Dan is drinking the Kool-Aid.
I'm there.
I am still stuck to my guns. I find this demeaning to the women.
You know what I think?
I feel bad for them.
You know what I think you need after doing Fight Club for Kale and Company there, Mike?
What's that?
Maybe a nice trip to Joseph A. Anthony Spa.
You know, Dan, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
For anybody who thinks I should deserve a spa day at Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, thank you. You can purchase it, but don't do it for me. I'm covered. Do it for a loved one. Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon, it is the secret to finishing your holiday gift shopping this year so easily. They have locations in Glenville, very close to me, one of my favorites right there, and in Springfield. Or you can just go online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are available. josephanthony.com after you've experienced Fight Club, and you need to get all of that out of your system. You need a Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon treatment. And speaking of treatments, around the corner, is it true? Is it possible that Linda Kearns, who's sitting in for Dawn today, will be joining us? I have a piece we need to talk with Linda about, Dan. Did you see the story about the judge who's stepping down, the one who wore the Elvis wig?
Oh, man. She is. Yeah, I saw that.
Good morning, Mike.
Oh, you got her voice there.
Oh, dear God, she's here.
This was such a good day because I woke up with Mike Opelka.
Ooh, wow. You want to tell us more about that there, Linda?
No, we got to take a break. I need to walk naked through a car wash right now. It's Mike Opelka, and nobody think that's ever happening, me walking naked through a car wash, unless the money's right. It's Opelka in for Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPH.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale and Company, Mike Opelka in for Nick and Don and Greg are out too, but Dan is here. Thank God Dan Borowski's here. Phil Almquist is here. Jimmy Kelly's here. And we'll bring Linda Kearns in early because she's here working with us too. I have a couple other things I got to make sure we're posting. We just played that little ABC News. There may be movement on the peace front. And wouldn't that be a Thanksgiving miracle if the president can make that happen? Wouldn't that be just absolutely amazing? Absolutely amazing if peace can happen, especially as we're now creeping up on Thanksgiving. And I will be here for Thanksgiving morning. We'll cook along Thanksgiving morning. We'll cover everything in the news. We'll also have a little. Are you going to be here too, Dan?
No, I'm not. But it's really. So you're here. Thanks. Are you actually making the turkey while you're doing the show?
No.
Oh.
No. I'll be working on some of the sides, though.
Oh, what are you?
Because
potatoes all green.
No, I'm going to be doing. And I won't be doing the green bean casserole, which celebrates its 70th birthday this year, and it's local, Haddonfield, New Jersey family credited with the green bean casserole thing. Awful as it is. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh my gosh, why do you gotta slip? It's Omar. It's so good.
Stop. You've now become a Fight Club convert. I am very interested at the numbers of people who've said, "Hey, I agree with you on the Fight Club." I mean, I wouldn't have to take my gloves off to count beyond the people, but there were a couple of people who said, "I agree with you." I just think it demeans us as people, especially when we see women doing this and fight like this. And I want to know more, but we have to give major props to, I think it was Dave in South Carolina. Was that who it was? Who said somebody needs to take the Fight Club and take out the video or take the audio out and dub in two women arguing over the effectiveness of tariffs, which I think is very funny. That's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of entertainment I like. A little bit of juxtaposition.
Into office, yeah. This is going to be a boon for you. And the American public is saying, actually, no, I go to the grocery store and everything is more expensive. I think that the president and the administration writ large has had a really bad couple of weeks. There were the electoral losses. On top of it, the waffling on whether he thinks affordability matters or not. And I thought his interview with Laura Ingraham, there were a couple.
All right, good enough.
That's good. That's the flinty voice, Jessica Tarlov. Yeah. Who, you know, I give her a lot of credit. I don't agree with her on, anything. But I give her credit for standing up to all of the Fox News people on the Five. I think she does a decent job, much better than Juan Williams or Geraldo did when they sat in that seat. But very interesting. If you were here yesterday, you got treated to a special guest hosting experience when the one and only Linda Kern set in for our friend Dawn Stensland. And I didn't realize just how cool Linda Kern is. I know she's a genius in the law, brilliant defender of liberty and the republic. I just did not realize that Linda Kern knew famous people like G Love and Special Sauce.
Not
and
something I would ever put together myself, I gotta say.
No, that really surprised me. And I thought, good on you, Linda Kearns. And thanks for joining us early, my friend. Is she here?
Hi, Mike. I am here. I don't just know him. I'm his attorney. I've worked for him now for almost 25 years.
Linda. So Kearns, it's a professional.
Yeah.
It's a professional relationship.
Well, I mean, we've been together so long now. We're friends, obviously.
Okay. But have the rates gone up?
Thank you. Thank you for being my opening act. Like, you're really moving up in the world to be the opener for Linda Kearns.
Wow.
I know. And, yeah, that's true, Linda. I give you major props. But I got to use your expertise a little bit here. We got to talk about what happened yesterday with the dismissal without prejudice of the case against the James Gang, as my buddy Will Kane called it, James Comey and Letitia James. Dismissed without prejudice. They're not out of the woods yet, are they?
No. Without prejudice does mean that they can take it again. They can indict him again. There's a couple problems that they have to get around. One is obviously that they found that this woman, Halligan, was named as the U.S. attorney, and that was improper. So that made the indictment improper. They can get around that. They can actually assign a line prosecutor to do it. And then because the authority to prosecute comes from the attorney general. So if a line prosecutor is assigned rather than this attorney, then this assistant attorney who is just sitting in, then that might get around it. So we'll see. I'm sure they will refile, but they are definitely not out of the woods.
So the question of whether or not illegal acts were committed has not been changed at all. It's just about personnel.
Right. This was a technical dismissal, and they can refile. There is obviously a statute of limitations problem, but because they got the original indictment in under the statute of limitations, they do have time to refile. But obviously Comey's lawyers and Letitia James's lawyers are going to probably fight this again when it gets refiled. So I don't think the battling is over.
So is it possible that the DOJ could pull Jeanine Pirro and turn her loose on these two cases? Because I would love to see that pit bull of Jeanine Pirro take on both of these.
Well, I don't think that she's the U.S. attorney in D.C. So yeah. unless they can tie it to D.C. and have that office have jurisdiction over it. No, I don't see that.
But Comey was in D.C. when he was in the Oval Office pulling some of his shenanigans. So I could make that case. And wasn't she, Letitia James, the questionable real estate transactions happened on a property in Virginia, which could be bedroom community of D.C.?
I don't think jurisdiction works like bedroom community or because you're just adjacent to it. So it's kind of like a fine point of the law. Did you go to law school, Mike?
Yes, I did. I don't know if you knew that.
Did you really?
I spent 20 years in the Judge Judy School of Law every afternoon for an hour.
Gotcha. So you're one of those internet experts. Okay.
No, I'm a Judge Judy law school. So anything on small claims, that's what you call me, small claims.
Well, Mike, you
Mike
are...
Mike Small Claims Opelka.
Mike, that's
you,
it.
You are my favorite host. I just love listening to you, but I do have a list of grievances today.
Yes, we mean.
It's not... Wait a minute. Hold on. Dan, when does Festivus begin?
December 23rd.
So, December 27th, the holiday. No. It's not time for the airing of the grievances, Linda. I don't know.
December 23rd.
I will allow it. As host privilege, I can bend the rules. So you have a list of grievances?
I have a list. Well, first of all, telling me that you didn't think I was cool until you found out about G-Love, when I have accomplished other things in my life.
So. Well, that's cool is relevant.
I mean, going to Graceland 40 times.
The first time gets you a cool point. Yes. You've had your Graceland card punched 40 times, Linda. I'm sorry, you're in negative cool territory. You got to climb back a long way.
Okay, how about this one? You used a lot of the cuts I was going to use, so I think I'm not sure if I have anything to talk about on my show. I might have to have you sit until noon, and I'll just interview you.
I'm sorry, Linda. I'm not hearing you. Your mouth is moving, but nothing is coming out.
Okay, my next grievance is you took my completely sweet and innocent and sincere crush on Matt DeSantis and turned it into something awful. You said that I was like one quirk away from boiling his bunny. And I thought that was kind of mean.
He's not wrong.
See, I have backup on this.
Yeah.
Bro code here, Linda. Bro code.
It's kind of like getting to like, you know.
Yeah, we're all a little afraid for Matthew and that he'll come home one day and the lights will be on and he'll go like, wait a minute, I thought I turned these off. And he'll hear something on the stove and he'll walk in and go,
Matt DeSantis, aka Paul Sheldon.
Today? Yeah, and then there's a bunny in the pot. And I will not be ignored is heard in the cloakroom of the DeSantis mansion. It could happen.
Mike, you're not digging yourself out of your hole with me. You're digging yourself into it. Now I'm getting just even more insulted.
If you did listen earlier, and I appreciate that, you saying that, then you heard me say to that one person who was threatening me, I don't respond to threats. I have never responded to threats. It's just one of those things. I just kind of go,
Linda
Kern,
the lawyer who makes threats.
Yeah, she's good. Now, Linda, can I ask you? We got to talk about the
Wait,
law.
Hold on. Can I just make a reference to Misery real quick? Because
sure.
Oh, heavens.
Mr. Man. Go ahead, Mr. Man.
Sorry. That's it. That's it. That's all I need.
Yeah, DeSantis, strapped to a bag right,
go
with
ahead,
his
Mike.
Legs tied.
Oh, my heavens. Now this is getting out of control. I just want Scioli to be nicer to him. And especially now, after I've had to guest host and understand how important the producers are, Dan Borowski has been awesome. Jimmy Kelly,
yeah.
They're just amazing. And
the
I just think Scioli should be nicer to Matt. That's all it comes from.
I'm not going to argue with you. I can't endorse Scioli's behavior, but I understand it. I understand it greatly. So let's talk about the law, Linda. I'm driving down 95 and I see a billboard for a lawyer. I know that's rare. You never see billboards for lawyers. So I'm driving down and someone has Santa Claus. I don't know the law firm, but Santa has fallen. He's like on the ground. And
no.
One of his, he's full outfit. And it says, fall. Law, like fa-la-la. And there's, it says Santa's in full Santa outfit. It says Fall Law Law. And then there's an ad for a law firm. Is there no shame among some of these attorneys, Linda?
Well,
do you ever shake your head and go, guys, come on?
I don't have any billboards up. That's not how I get my business. But the firms like that, honestly, they work on volume. So those ads, those billboards are really expensive. So it must work for them. They must see a return. And if you get enough people calling the firm with some type of a problem, you could hit the jackpot on a case. And I think that's kind of the business model. But that's not how I operate.
Ball, law, law. It's a funny stuff. It's going to be slick season.
Very, very direct marketing. Oh, I guess, yeah.
As a former mall Santa, I can tell you it is not a job without hazards.
I didn't know you were one.
Yeah. I didn't. Yeah, that's an Opelka fact that I don't think we knew about.
Does anybody know that one? It seems like something. Yeah, if
you've never worked as a mall Santa, you really haven't lived.
YouTube.com/@12NWPHD. Like, subscribe, click the bell for notifications.
There
and
you
see
go.
That Fall Law Law. 69.
Look at that.
Billboard.
Fall Law Law. Santa fell and he's looking for a settlement from the good lawyers listed there. I'm not going to besmirch or degrade them. I just found it a tad on the tasteless line. But speaking of tasteless, Linda, there's a judge in Michigan who has agreed to a disciplinary package of a 5-month suspension, and then he's going to step down early. And this is the judge who wore an Elvis wig in his courtroom and played Elvis music. Now, comment?
Well, first, here's my comment, Mike. I'm a little disappointed in you because the headline was that he wore the Elvis wig and played the Elvis music. That was the headline. But if you dig deeper and not just look at the surface, you'll see that he committed some other pretty serious transgressions. He mentioned political affiliations from the bench. He talked about preferred election candidates. He even talked about his own campaign from the bench.
Linda's top priority is to...
What?
Linda,
defend the Elvis
Linda, look at the screen.
She's like, oh, judges everywhere should be wearing this thing. This is a
look
fantastic
at the screen,
idea.
Linda.
It's only because he purged.
I don't think the Elvis thing helped, and I certainly don't think that that's appropriate in court. So I'm not defending him. I'm just saying there's just a little more to the story. There's a little more to the story. But I think having Elvis in our lives and having people promote him is not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, you are a proselytarian. I understand that.
Oh, another new word. Come on. That's like seven now.
Well, she belongs to the First Church of the Second Chance, the proselytarian version.
Wait, Opelka, have you ever been to Graceland?
No.
Well, then how can you talk down about it if you've never been there?
Because it's Graceland.
Because it's a home where someone's buried in the backyard and his name is even misspelled on the tombstone.
Okay,
you know, the angriest Linda ever got at me was when I asked whether or not they display the toilet in which Elvis died.
He didn't die on the toilet, Dan. Everybody knows he fell off the toilet having a cardio infarction.
Do they have like the body tracing then on the bathroom floor?
Yes. I worked at a radio station. We gave away bath mats that have the body outline traced on them.
Linda, do you have one?
No,
I don't.
Not.
I wish I had one to give you.
Linda is so sure. Her face. She is so disappointed right now.
Look, Mike, I think that you should visit Graceland because I've taken a lot of friends and family members there, and everyone says, wow, I'm really glad I came. This is so much better than I thought it would be. So don't knock it till you try it.
Let's see. Where else could I go other than Graceland?
There's probably 500 places I'd rather go.
Yeah, it's near the bottom of my list, Linda. I'd rather go back and visit the nuns who tortured me in grammar school than go to Graceland. Thank you, but that's very kind of you. It's good that you've gone. And I think, Linda, you've gone for all of us. 40 times.
First of all, it's not 40. I did lose count. It's around.
It's more.
10. No, I think it's around 10.
That's enough. I think that's a cry for help.
I try to go like every other year. So,
Like, what's your so like? people go to Atlantic City a lot because they're addicted to gambling, or, you know, people go to the bar a lot because they're alcoholics.
No, in all.
So
what's your addiction here?
If you
mine.
Oh, Linda's.
Linda's. It's Graceland and Elvis. It's an homage to the king. It's
I feel like Graceland's like a museum. Once you see it, like, they're not going to, Elvis isn't going to come back to life, do more things, and offer more exhibits at the house.
They do add new stuff a lot to get people like me to come back and see the new stuff. So they do that. And it's also, I think another thing that's cool about it, it's a house from the 70s frozen in time the old avocado style colored kitchen. And so it's kind of like going back into your childhood, although, I mean, I didn't live at Graceland, but to see that style from the 70s.
But you would, if they let you, you would.
But I didn't.
I love the Brady Bunch, but I'm not going back to the house. And I grew up around the corner from the Home Alone house, but I don't drive by there every time I'm back in Chicago. It's house from, what was it, Amityville Horror still exists on Long Island. You could drive by that, but I've not done that since I did one time. I went by and said, okay, that's it. Okay, good. I've seen that. No, but I will climb the Statue of Liberty every year, and I will go to Arlington National or to a local veteran cemetery and put the wreaths on graves. And I encourage everybody to do that, wreathsacrossamerica.org. Sign up and do that. We're about 19 days away from that. Hope you all will do that. But it's okay, Linda. It's okay.
I visit those places, too. It's just that I also have Graceland on my list.
So wait, you can go on, like, Elvis's plane and stuff?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. And see the cars that he drove?
Yeah, he has this huge car museum. You can see that.
You're kind of winning me over here now.
All of his amazing record awards,
he shot. Can you see the television he shot?
Yeah, well, they have those televisions. They don't have the shot one. I think actually there is an archive, I think, where you might be able to see that, but they have the basement where he was a pioneer. He watched three channels at once, and this was before remote controls, so he had three televisions set up in his rec room. He was a pioneer.
It's especially lazy. Pioneer in laziness.
I think Linda, The first rule of holes, and I know you know it, right? The first rule of holes, when you find yourself in one, you need to stop digging.
I don't know, but she was winning me over there for a second until she started promoting the pioneer of watching three televisions.
You can see all his jumpsuits. They have all those displayed. So I think that's really cool. And then you visit all the graves. The entire family's buried in the backyard, so...
Because nothing says that we're not rednecks like the family's buried in the backyard. Nothing.
Says grandma.
There you go. All right, here's Uncle Cletus. He's over here, and Aunt Mavis is over here, and Billy Bob's in the back, but he's not too deep because we weren't sure if he was totally dead.
And there's Cletus Delaware.
They had Cletus to do that because he was originally buried at a cemetery, but they were afraid people would go and try and dig them up. So it's a security thing. And then as other people died, they just buried them in the backyard.
Stop digging. We got to take a break. You know, we have Phil Umquist going to join us with today in the music. We got to do that just around the corner. Thank you, Linda Kearns, for the denigration and the preview of your sitting in for Don Stensland. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you for warming up the audience for me, Mike.
It's Michael Pelkin for Nick Kale.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Thanksgiving sneaking up on us. Michael Pelka sitting in for Nick Kale. So happy, so honored, so thankful and appreciative for Dan Borowski being here, for Phil Almquist being here, for Jimmy Kelly being here, and for Linda Kearns, who's sitting in for Dawn next, and all of you who joined us in the YouTube chat and sending messages via social media. Much appreciated. But no show on this channel in the mornings would be complete without Phil and today's music. What is it? Music history, Phil? I want to get it.
Happened on this day in music history. Music history. On Kale & Company.
Today, November 25th, we celebrate the birthday of Mark Morton from Lamb of God, who's 53. We also lost Jimmy Cliff yesterday. Signicude Too Late for Love by Def Leppard in 83. Almdicude Life on Display by Puddle of Mud in 2003. Pack Up the Plantation Live by Tom Petty in 85. And Slow Hand by Eric Clapton in 77. Also in 76, the band played their final show. In 87, the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles opened. opened. In 66, Jimi Hendrix made his UK debut. In 78, while Aerosmith was at the Spectrum here in Philly, Steven Tyler was hit in the face with a bottle thrown from the audience. The band left the stage and the show was canceled after Joe Perry told the crowd, "We love you, but you can't throw things at us." And in 2015, Casey Kasem's three children and his brothers filed a wrongful death lawsuit against his widow, claiming that elder abuse led to his death in 2014. But lastly, on this day in 2010, a restaurant fell victim to a prankster who had to make 178 pizzas by claiming they were for Bob Dylan and his crew. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Phil, there's so much in there. There was more information per minute in your report than I've heard on any network newscast.
I felt like, but God, I'm curious. There. I felt like God.
I'm curious.
There.
I'm curious about one.
Yes,
one story.
Which one?
Why was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles in the music story? Is it because of the Schmangy brothers?
No, just because it's a great movie and it deserves to be anywhere at any time.
That is well said. Because I'm going, okay, that's music.
I will say I had the Bodyguard in there because it did come out today and whatever the year it was. But I'm like, we're putting Planes, Trains, and Automobiles instead.
Bodyguard produced one of the best songs of all time.
No, it is not.
Phil, are you
You don't like
really?
Whitney Houston? No.
No, you're not giving Whitney. I like Dolly's version too, and she wrote it. She made the money on it. But
sorry,
anyway.
Linda was talking there too.
Oh yeah. Oh right. So Phil, are you still the highest rated show on Saturday night?
As far as I know, Greg has not told me otherwise. Yep.
Mr. H here.
Greg, wait, hold on. If Greg hasn't told you otherwise, that might be because you're not doing so.
No.
I know. I'm beating the low energy guys down the hall.
Come on, Dan. If the ratings drop, that's the first thing you hear.
Actually, Greg would be like, you're off the air right away because you suck right now. But no, I don't.
That's the way it goes. But well done. More news per minute than anybody on this channel. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate
it.
I said thank you to everybody. I'll be back Thursday. Tony Bruno will be here tomorrow. I'll join you on Thanksgiving. It's my sad news and my sad responsibility to tell you a Delaware legend has passed away this morning. It's kind of a bummer for Thanksgiving, but she gave a lot to the state of Delaware and to the region. Marie Swajewski, my mother-in-law, has gone to heaven.
Sorry, brother.
So, thank you all. I'll be back on Thanksgiving. We're going to go celebrate the life of a great woman. Till next time, it's Michael Pelka reminding you, testudo. My friends, testudo.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.